Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And one of the reasons I believe that people so overwhelmingly, according to a new Pew study, according to Gallup poll surveys, and according to every measure of public opinion, people are deeply, deeply disillusioned with the way the American politics works. They don't think it does work. It's not working for the people. It isn't dealing with change. You can't even get people to agree on meeting with the president of Ukraine when he's over here, which it seems to me is a shame, just a shame on the part of the House of Representatives. So what is the problem with politics is a lot of people believe that we are stuck with a choice between Donald J. Trump and Joseph Robinette Biden. That's it. That's our choices in America. And there's actually a very encouraging column by a political pro. Political pro is Karl Rove, who helped guide President George W. Bush to victories as governor of Texas and to two victories in running for the White House. He makes the point that, hey, the problem is this election is not over before it started. It isn't a done deal. The fix isn't in. There's actually more that can happen that can shake things up, which is clearly what the American people want. And part of what is going to be necessary to shake things up a little bit is to get both of the leading candidates to come out of hiding and to actually try answering some questions and participating in debate. Because that's one of the sad things about the debate that's coming up next week. It's 6 days from now, and they'll be debating at the late Reagan Library. And the two people who are overwhelmingly the most likely people to be on a ballot in November, neither of them are participating in any public debates at all. That was why I thought it was at least intriguing when they were talking about putting together a debate with Gavin Newsom of California, governor of California, who many people think would be stepping up to try to grab the Democratic nomination if President Biden withdrew. He was going to be debating Ron DeSantis, but part of what happened there was the collapse of the DeSantis campaign and the DeSantis polling. And at this point, okay, so you have the governor of California debating the governor of Florida. That is a debate over what? Who gets to be called the Sunshine State? Or are California oranges better than Florida oranges? I mean, no, that isn't going to be happening. And neither is Trump's participation in the second presidential debate. It's the subject of an editorial today in the Wall Street Journal. Again, not a liberal House organ. It is the leading conservative source of news. And they have an editorial under Why is Donald Trump Afraid to Debate? Which I think is a legitimate question. If you don't think it's a legitimate question, if you don't think he's afraid to debate, then why is he not doing it? 1-800-955-1776. Donald Trump has a big lead in the polls for the presidential nomination, but he's acting as if he has already won, writes the Wall Street Journal. After skipping the first GOP debate, he is also planning to blow off the second one, scheduled for next week at the Reagan Presidential Library in California. Instead, Mr. Trump will give a speech to union workers in Detroit. Now, on the one hand, you could say, okay, Detroit is Michigan. That's a swing state. It's a crucial swing state that Trump has to carry if he hopes to win. He carried it in 2016. He lost it by 150,000 votes last time. Why is Mr. Trump afraid to confront other Republicans without the aid of a teleprompter? Is he worried that he'd look his age at 77 next to younger candidates? Yeah, DeSantis is 44. Ramaswamy is 38. They are much younger than Donald J. Trump. To state the obvious, Mr. Trump is running to be president and leader of the free world. Voters deserve to hear him defend his record and his platform. On abortion, the Journal writes, Mr. Trump said this weekend that Governor Ron DeSantis made a terrible mistake, that's in quotes, by signing Florida's six-week abortion ban, banning all abortions that occur after 6 weeks of pregnancy. That's called the heartbeat bill, usually. Trump refuses to explain where in pregnancy he'd draw the line, saying vaguely that we'll come up with a number. How? By spinning a giant wheel like on a TV game show, except marked with 10 weeks, 15 weeks, and so forth? The public takes the abortion question seriously, and Mr. Trump owes a serious answer. And then there's a trade and tariffs. Mr. Trump wants to impose a 10% tariff on all U.S. imports, which would cost Americans something like $300 billion a year, while inviting retaliation and alienating friends and allies. Senator Tim Scott's new economic plan said he would avoid blunt trade wars with our friends and allies that hurt consumers and set us back in the mission of isolating China. It sounds like a good subject for debate. Well, again, that 10% tariff on everything, on anything you might be buying from abroad, from a mobile phone, to a bottle of wine? You kidding? 10%? Really? And why is that not a gigantic new tax on the American people, which is a strange thing for a Republican candidate to favor? On foreign policy, they write at the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Trump believes so much in the art of the deal that he has pledged to have the Ukraine war solved in 24 hours. Maybe his fans take this seriously and not literally, but he ought to explain what he means. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton wrote in his book that Mr. Trump signaled privately he wouldn't defend Taiwan if China invaded. Is that what he thinks now? By the way, Zelensky was very useful on this. He said he wanted to meet with President Trump. For President Trump to tell him what the plan was to end the war in 24 hours. Because he, Zelensky, would like to know. The people of Ukraine who are suffering terribly would like to know. And on January 6, 2021, was Mike Pence right before and after the Capitol riot to insist on counting the Electoral College votes for President Biden? During the first GOP debate, the consensus on the stage was yes. Mr. Trump should give his response, including his answer to why his contrary theory wouldn't let Vice President Kamala Harris reject Republican electors after the 2024 campaign. In other words, if the vice president has the right to overturn an election and to send the results back to the states, who's going to be the vice president when they're counting votes next time? It's going to be Kamala Harris. You really want to trust her with that responsibility? Is that a good idea for Republicans? There is more. We will also be talking about a trend in music, which is to use little bits of news to put together as a new internet remixes. We will get to that and more. Coming up on the Medved Show.
more of Michael Medved in a moment.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends, Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved show, you've heard me speak before a good deal about one of the best movies of the year, in my opinion, A Million Miles Away, which tells the story of Jose Hernandez, who went from migrant worker to astronaut. And how did that happen? And why is this movie version of Jose Hernandez's life so inspiring to so many people. Well, nobody better to ask about that than the man himself, Jose Moreno Hernandez, who currently serves as a regent of the University of California. Congratulations on working for UC, and congratulations on the film, Jose.
Well, thank you, Michael. I just want to clarify, I'm not really working for UC. This is a governor-appointed position, and though it requires lots of work, many days, it's an unpaid position.
I didn't realize that, and I know that, however, yes. It is one that benefits the public because of your public
service.
Yes, it
does. It's a very important role, which is why I accepted Governor Newsom's appointment. But I just want to clarify, people have the misconception that, oh, you got a nice, cushy, fat-paying job. I said, no, it costs me money to go to the meetings.
I can imagine. In terms of the film about your life, if you wanted people, and you do, I know you do, to take something away from the film, what do you think is the underlying message of the journey you followed from being a migrant farm worker to being an astronaut for NASA, for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration?
I think what I want them to take away after watching the film is a sense of empowerment in terms of you look at where I started, and it really doesn't that people take away the concept that it doesn't really matter where you start. It matters where you end, and that education is the great equalizer, and that if you're willing to work hard and you know, have your plan and have perseverance and not giving up, I still think the American dream is alive and well. It may cost us a little bit more work to achieve that dream, but I think it's still achievable here in the U.S., and so I'm very thankful. I was born in this country of ours that where we have this opportunity that education allows you to basically equalize or level the playing field.
You talk about education. One of the moving aspects of the film and is the portrayal of a teacher who saw your potential when you were very young and shows you in class. And she maintained her connection following your career, at least in the film. Is she based on a real teacher who helped you in your rise?
Absolutely. Her name is Marlise Young. She was my second grade teacher, and she was actually sitting next to my parents when I blasted off into space, when they saw it in person there at Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, and so, you know, we sought her out and had NASA send her an invitation, and thus she was able to attend with her husband, and they were there with my parents.
Yeah, that, by the way, is one of the aspects of the film that moved me very deeply. I was telling you before, as we were talking before we went on the air, that I'm very proud of my late father, who worked for NASA for many years and was part of the scientist astronaut program. And I'm also proud of my late mother, who was a teacher at the same level that you're talking about, elementary school teacher for many years. And I think that's one of the things that people will find inspiring about your film, A Million Miles Away.
Yeah, and your father, you know, your father helped pave the way for us scientists, astronauts, because I didn't come through the military. I came through the science route, and your father was one of those pioneers that forged the way for us to have that opportunity. So I'm certainly thankful for that.
Well, thank you. And it's true, isn't it, that you had applied for the astronaut program for 11 times. You had been turned down before you were accepted?
That's correct. It wasn't until my 12th attempt that I finally got invited to be part of the 19th class of astronauts. And so there's a lot of perseverance involved in if you really want to be it, you got to be patient and got to always improve yourself throughout every application cycle to make yourself more and more attractive to NASA.
Well, that's part of what I think people are going to take away from the film is the tenacity, the determination, the refusal to abandon this dream you had had since childhood. And it also shows some remarkable support from your wife and from your parents, which is extremely touching. I think people are going to tear up when they go see A Million Miles Away.
I've watched it 5 times and I still tear up, Michael. It does pull on your emotional heartstrings.
Well, partially because of the family relationships, the importance of family, and what you were talking about before, the American dream, which is still open to people despite a lot of the cynicism that we have about failing American institutions. In terms of NASA and the importance of NASA, I know now you're a regent of the University of California, for which you do not get paid. do you see any importance of, again, emphasizing the significance of the money and the commitment we put into the space program and importance for the next generation, for the next generation of Americans?
Yes, Michael, I see it as very important. A lot of people are very quick to judge and criticize the amount of money we're spending in the space program when, the argument saying there's so many social needs in our community. And my argument to that is that technology is the heart of the U.S. economy, technology and innovation. And if we don't invest in technology and innovation, then there's countries like India and China that are producing many more times engineers than we are. And if we just sit down and let that happen, they're going to be the innovation powerhouses of the world in the future instead of the U.S. So it behooves us to that we keep investing in innovation and technology because, jobs are created here in the U.S. The money's the billions of dollars spent on the space program they're not floating out in space. They're actually being invested in good paying American jobs here in space exploration.
And that's Jose Hernandez. People can read about the new movie Million Miles Away. Right here, present, is our political situation. And you know what? There's reason to believe that the early primaries, at least, are more wide open than the polling might suggest. We'll tell you why coming up on the MedVed Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News update. For the second time this week, House Republicans are facing a setback in their efforts to push through a defense funding bill. 6 conservative Republicans sided with Democrats, causing a defeat in today's procedural vote.
I know it's an obstacle, but I find it as a challenge, and we're going to solve it.
That's House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has closed Eagle Pass International Bridge on the U.S.-Mexico border due to an influx of migrants. Rolando Salinas Jr., the mayor of Eagle Pass, Texas, has declared a state of emergency and and is seeking additional support to respond to the influx of migrants. The number of Americans making initial unemployment claims in the U.S. fell by 20,000 last week, totaling 201,000 individuals. According to the latest data from the Labor Department, these figures mark the lowest since January, and they are significantly below analysts' anticipated number of 225,000. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
A new opening in the field of great art. It's an opening for remixes, for taking sounds that are regularly on the news, not necessarily intended as musical, but that are reshaped to be deathless contributions to musical art. That's the subject of this Medved Music Review.
The Michael Medved Music Review. Covering the creative geniuses whose timeless artistry can move us, inspire us, and enrich our lives. And now, it's time for the Michael Medved Music Review.
One of these masterpieces is actually something that went back to the news on Sunday. On Sunday, there was a crash of an F-35B, a Marine plane, a very advanced $100 million piece of aircraft. Thank God the pilot got out okay and survived. But there was one eyewitness named Randolph White, who got a lot of attention on the news, and his voice just stuck with people. He's become actually famous, and Randolph White sounded like this.
Normally it's pretty quiet, but on Sunday afternoon,
I was in the bathroom taking a shave, and I heard a screeching, sorry, between a screech and a whistle. I said, what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. In my whole house, sure.
White says he didn't realize it was a plane at the time, so he didn't call anybody.
The first thought came to me, I thought, is a meteorite coming out of space or something? And I said, well, if the airplane, it needed to be reported, but the thing was flying just too low.
Okay, now, somebody heard that and understood that it could be made into a musical contribution with just a little bit of editing. And that has now gone and been listened to literally millions and millions of times on the internet, sounding like this.
And I heard a screeching, sorry, between a screech and a whistle. So what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. So what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. So what in the world is this? And I heard a boom. So what in the world is this? And I heard a boom.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin.
Okay, that's brilliant, right? I mean, it makes you want to listen more, and it takes just a few seconds of a contribution from Randolph White. Now, there's somebody else from Texas. The name will be familiar. The voice is even very familiar. Ted Cruz. He posted a video to Twitter after somebody put a hot beat underneath a description that he made, and he's standing there, and this is all improvised brilliantly by the senator from Texas, improvised about his affection for Texas queso dip. That's cheese dip. And Senator Cruz, with the hot beat behind him, sounds like this.
What makes Texas queso so great?
It just tastes good. It speaks to the soul. Good queso relaxes you. Cheese dip can be served on a Ritz cracker or with one of those tiny Vienna sausages. Queso is made to be scooped up with tortilla chips, dribbling down your chin and onto your shirt. One is a visceral, emotional, powerful family bond as you and your kids pour in the nachos covered in queso. The other is party favors at an afternoon tea.
I think that less artistically valuable than Randolph White. But then again, Ted Cruz is out there speaking poetically and meaningfully. And a lot of people forget that Ted Cruz, not Donald Trump, won the Iowa caucuses in 2016. And that brings us actually directly to a piece by Karl Rove, which honestly is worth considering. He headlines his piece in the Wall Street Journal today, "Iowa could open up the 2024 GOP primary." And he uses an example, a long-ago race from the year 1984. Now, 1984, of course, was a year that Reagan won 49 states, literally, against Walter Mondale. But what's fascinating is the way that Walter Mondale was the prohibitive favorite. He had the kind of lead that Trump has right now in Iowa and all the early primaries. But then something happened. He supposedly was right about 50% with a whole bunch of other candidates. And the polling in Iowa showed that he got 49% of the vote in Iowa. Well, he did. But that also opened up the campaign because he got 49%, just like the poll said. But Gary Hart, who no one had taken seriously, who was running fourth or fifth in the previous polling, Gary Hart finished a surprising second. He got 16%. In other words, he lost 49% to 16%. And then, as Karl Rove writes, propelled by fawning coverage and aided by a well-organized New Hampshire apparatus, the Colorado senator scored a 10-point victory in the Granite State primary 8 days later, 8 days after Iowa. And Mondale's hold on the nomination suddenly was shaky. This ended up being a very competitive race right down to the convention. And Mondale ultimately won, though he lost, of course, the 49 states to Reagan. But the point over here is, what happens if there is some kind of attention-getting surprise, like someone who isn't expected to finish anywhere in the top three or four actually vaults to the top? If I give you an example. Nikki Haley seems to be stalled in third place in much of the polling, sometimes fourth place. If all of a sudden she ends up finishing second to President Trump and does better than expected, could that give her the energy that she would need? There's a piece today about what a well-run campaign she is running, and Chris Cillizza says, yeah, I mean, if there is somebody who's going to surprise people, it's probably going to be one of the South Carolinians, either Nikki Haley or Tim Scott. And meanwhile, back to the challenge, which really seems to be a serious challenge by the Wall Street Journal editorial board to persuade President Trump to participate in the darn debates. Because one of the issues that the Republicans are going to have to face is age and competence. The public is understandably worried, they write in the journal, about the visible decline of Mr. Biden, who's 80 years old and would be 86 at the end of a second term. Yet Mr. Trump would be 82 at the end of his next term in 2029. And he isn't exactly in shape to set records at the YMCA Senior Triathlon. Do the concerns about age not apply to him? If the GOP fields a candidate for Mr. Biden's generation instead of someone more vigorous, wouldn't it be giving up an advantage over the incumbent? And did Mr. Trump really try to delete the security tapes at Mar-a-Lago to hide his classified files, as the strongest indictment against him alleges? Mr. Trump's advisors, they say, may be telling him he shouldn't appear lest he say something that hurts his legal defense, but that's a sign of weakness, not of strength. And he'll have to answer those questions eventually. What is the former president afraid of? What indeed? We'll be back with more on the shape and direction of the presidential campaign coming up. You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And on the Michael Medved show, one of the criticisms of President Trump's campaign has been not only that he is ignoring the debates in which he ought to participate. It would be good for the party. It would be good for him. It would be good for the country. But also, the problem is he's been ignoring Iowa. He didn't win in Iowa last time. Ted Cruz won, not by talking about queso and nachos, but by talking about the issues. And Ted Cruz, for a while, looked like the most serious competitor to President Trump. In any event, what has changed has been a refocus where they've been looking at the polling in Iowa, where the evangelical vote is absolutely crucial, and Trump has made a decision, and you can look at his schedule, it's changed dramatically. He's going to Iowa a lot. He actually has been campaigning there, and during his campaigns in the Hawkeye State, he sounds, well, like this, talking about why this election upcoming, in which he is the front runner for the Republican nomination, is so important. This is President Trump, clip 7.
Less than 4 months from now, each of you is going to cast the most important vote of your lives. It's going to be the most important election of all of our lives, because our country is going to hell. With your support, on Monday, January 15th, we're going to win the Iowa caucuses in a historic landslide. We're going to crush Crooked Joe Biden. We're going to crush Crooked Joe. Next November, we're going to make America great again in the most important election in the history of our country.
Okay, of course, he said the same thing, and politicians do about every election in which they're engaged. President Trump, I think, said the same thing about 2016 and 2020. Well, they can be getting more and more and more important. He also spoke in Iowa about what he considers to be the unfair treatment of him when compared to illegal immigrants. This is clip 5.
Now, by contrast, in his first 100 days in office, Crooked Joe Biden and the radical left Marxists took 94 open border actions. Think of it, 94. He canceled the border wall, ordered a virtual shutdown of ICE, implemented nationwide catch and release. Nobody's ever seen the kind of things he did. They got to hate our country. Ended Remain in Mexico. Remember, Remain in, it used to be Remain in the United States. and come back in 5 years for your court case. Me, I get a court case in 30 days. They get, takes them 5 years. Takes them 5 years, come back, and they never show up and nobody cares.
Okay, wouldn't getting a court case in 30 days, if he really did, be a positive for President Trump, allowing him to move on to other subjects rather than dealing with a series of indictments and court cases while he is in the midst of trying to campaign for the presidency? And then there is President Trump speaking about his favorite subject, which he really does talk about a lot, which is the incapacity and frailty of the candidate he hopes to be running against as the Republican nominee. Listen.
Now we have the highest amount of drugs ever in history. Again, I think pouring into any country. They're totally unchecked. All we had to do was, and this is all he had to do. Who's advising this guy? All he had to do is go to the beach. He's going to the beach all the time now, right? Every time I turn on, they show him at the beach. He can barely lift the chair. The chair lifts like, it's about a half a pound. Can't lift it. Can't get his feet through the sand. Somebody, no, one of his consultants, one of his many consultants says, this is a good look for you. Go to the beach. I think he's probably a Republican, the consultant. But all he had to do is go to the beach, do nothing, and leave the border alone. He'd have historic lows right now. We did a great job.
Okay. Again, the historic lows. A lot of this is going to come out in the debate. And when I say the debate, I think it's going to be difficult to get President Biden to agree to a whole series of debates, as presidential candidates usually have. Incumbents in the past, starting with Lyndon Johnson, Lyndon Johnson took over the presidency from Kennedy, who had won the election because of debates. Lyndon Johnson refused to debate when he was running for re-election in 1964, won by huge margins. And what's fascinating to me to speculate about is that with more and more states finding themselves with the no labels party line on the ballot. And they haven't even chosen who's going to be running for no labels yet. But they, one thing will be, it'll be probably a Democratic candidate for president, maybe a Republican candidate for president, and the opposite party for vice president. There's going to be a unity ticket. And what is fascinating about that is if they get up to the situation, which I think is not inconceivable, where somebody running as a no-labels candidate could reach 10% in polling, the pressure will be on if somebody is reaching 10% or above. And it should be possible when you read all the polling and how much people disapprove of both Trump and Biden, that for somebody else who's a fresher face, certainly a younger face, younger than President Trump's 77 years or Biden's 80 years, that's now, at the time of the general election next time, they'll be even older. You can figure it out, 78 and at least 81. And that situation where you all of a sudden have two old guys who don't particularly want to debate, and one younger third-party candidate who probably would say, sure, I'll be there for a debate, and let's have some empty chairs. Or would that not happen? Well, all of this is up to the Commission on Presidential Debates, which is still trying to organize the debates, even though the Republican Party has not necessarily agreed that the Republican nominee will be there and will be part of the discussion. Speaking of the discussion, Bret Baier of Fox News pressed the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Sultan, on $2 billion that the Saudis allegedly gave to the president's son-in-law, President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, after leaving the White House. The explanation from MBS, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, clip 9.
In the Trump administration, you had a really close relationship with the president's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner. After he left, Saudi fund made reportedly a $2 billion investment in Jared's new fund he was launching and managing. Do you think that sends the wrong message, even if there wasn't a tit for tat, and I'll give you this and you get that?
We look to opportunities and investment. We have investment, a lot of investment around the globe with a lot of peoples and with economical opportunity.
So if Trump becomes president again, you'll leave the $2 billion with Jared Kushner?
It's a commitment that PIF have, and when PIF have commitment with any investor around the globe, keep it.
Would it affect your decisions with a new Trump administration with that sitting there?
Well, Saudi Arabia is so big, so I'm quite sure mostly any person around the world, directly or indirectly, you have something to do with Saudi Arabia. So if that can affect President Trump's decision, if he become a president, that means it's gonna affect every president in the world and every person in the world decision, because directly or indirectly, he has some sort of interest or something to do with Saudi Arabia.
Okay, I love this, and it gives me the opportunity to say as clearly and emphatically as I know how, Saudi Arabia has not invested in this show. There is no Saudi investment in, I almost said arrestment, in my career at all. Next time on the Michael Medved Show, there's a terrific article called Inside the Next Republican Revolution, which is about a series of young strategists and policy experts who are already getting together regularly to plan out what the Trump presidency would look like. What are the priorities? Where are they going? We'll be talking about that. We'll also be talking about new homeless data that shows why there was in King County, Washington, a collapse of the outreach program, and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and forged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.